short-lived, and yet the awareness, the presence that enables you to perceive is the formless within the form that you perceive, the attention, the alertness. So in every sense perception, there's hiding something that is deeper than the perception. We mentioned that even in a dream that looks unreal, there must be something real, otherwise how could the dream be? There must be something there. And of course, yes, it's the consciousness in which the dream happens. And the question, is the world real or unreal, should not be asked on an intellectual level. That will just lead to a lot of philosophy with no final answer or beliefs. Your own life, what is real about my life ultimately? Is there anything real about my life? Or what do I know for sure? Descartes, the philosopher, he asked that question. What is it that I can know for sure? He never stopped thinking, and so he thought it's thinking, that I'm always thinking. But if he had gone a step deeper, he would have realized the sense of beingness or presence that is deeper than thinking. The question that you are is beyond doubt. You can doubt anything, but you cannot doubt that you are. It's life itself. I don't know what I am, the form may be short-lived, but the fact that there is something here that knows that the form is short-lived, there's no doubt that that has reality. There is something in you that is. There's no doubt about that. I am, that I know. What I am, I don't know. I appear as a body for a while, and perhaps I appear as a flower, I appear as whatever form. Perhaps the I am is in every form. What I am is the one I am. That thing that is beyond doubt, that the my own being, the beingness that is here, of course it is. It's the life that I am is beyond doubt. And could that be the same life and the same being and the same I am that is in every form of life? The formless essence of all life. And so if you can be aware that you are aware, aware that you are, then that's enough. Aware of being, of presence. Presence being self-aware through you. You are it. And then what you are is the temporary roles that you, disguises that you go into. I'm a successful businessman for a while, until you hit the ground. Or the stock market collapses. Then the psychological entity hits bottom before the physical entity hits the bottom. I'm a failed writer, whatever, another concept in the head. I'm somebody who's missed out on life. Life passed me by. Where is life? Here, now. It passed me by. It's long since gone. Didn't give me what I needed. So stepping out of the story, the structural aspect of your form life, life in form, as much as possible, then you access something that is deeper than past and future, than the form, than that which dies, yourself. And the temptation of the world is, it pretends that that's all that matters. Matter is all that matters. This is important. Thought. So it's a continuous, for a while, waking up out of being totally identified with the structural aspect of your life, the story of me, where it's coming from and where it's going, and giving an ultimate importance to that. Relative importance? Yes, you do what you can now. Can only do it now. Can only do at this moment what I can do at this moment. Can't go beyond that. Past and future lose their heaviness. And the new comes in. Something that is fresh and new is always present. You remain fresh and new, like a day that's just like today, this morning. No past. Absolute presence. And if you carry past into that perception, it becomes obscured. It even disappears. And the morning is no longer fresh, and you are no longer fresh and alive. And the longer you live identified with form and with your story, the more burdensome it gets, and the world feels stale and old and weary.